This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodl Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Hello, everyone. I'm Liz Guzman, and I'm with Dr. Paul Woods. We're doing an interview with the PhD student Matías Vidal, which is going to tell us a little bit of his PhD work now.
Hi, Liz. Well, I'm just first-year student here in Manchester, and I'm working in a topic which is related with cosmology and galactic astrophysics at the same time. I'm studying the foreground emission to the CMB, the cosmic microwave background, which is this CMB is the fossil radiation, thermal radiation that came from the very early universe. And my work is focused on studying the emission from Orion galaxy, which is in the same frequency range as the CMB. So in order to make all the cosmological studies that we want to do with this radiation, we need to characterize very precisely the galactic emission, which is in the same frequency range. And our own galaxy is emitting the dust and gas of the galaxy is emitting a lot in this frequency. So we need to subtract this emission in order to make all the CMB analysis. For instance, this very successful satellite WMAP, which leads us a lot of really, really important cosmological information. All that work is based on how well you can characterize the foreground emission, because you need to subtract all this to get the real CMB data.
What is this frequency range in?
It's in the microwave part of the spectrum. Is from say 20 gigahertz till 100, which is close to 1 centimeter in wavelength. Yeah, but now I'm focused mainly in the foregrounds of the CMB. Because nowadays the next challenge in CMB cosmology is studying the polarization of the CMB, which can give us information about the inflation, which is a period in the very, very beginning of the universe, less than a second, when the universe was supposed to expand exponentially really, really, really fast. But it's a very important part of the theory of the Big Bang and how the universe was formed. It didn't have any observational proof. And now with studying the polarization of the CMB, we can have some proofs of that. So that's now I'm focused on studying the emission of our own galaxy, but on polarization.
Can you just explain what polarization is? Where does it come from?
And polarization is a kind of characterization of the light. Normal light, like, I don't know, sunlight, is composed of lots and lots and lots of different polarization modes. And if you put a polarization filter, for instance, these sunglasses, which has a filter, they only let to pass light which has a particular polarization, say linear polarization. And the CMB, in this case, has a particular polarization signal. And with telescope which can observe polarized light, like with telescope with a sunglass which observes this polarized light, we can see this information in this form of light.
Right. So you mentioned that you can measure the polarization of the light, and with that you're going to try to explain like the inflation model of the Big Bang. How are you going to measure, how do you do the measurements with the...
Okay, so the telescope has, they observe linear polarization at the same time. And the thing is that there is a polarization pattern in the CMB, which is called B-modes. It's just a way of when you observe the CMB, and if these B-modes are there, it's a kind of pattern that you see in the maps of the CMB in polarization. And with the telescope, we create these maps in polarization. I'm trying to search statistically for these patterns, these B-modes, which are patterns in the, like circular patterns in the maps.
So what does this pattern mean?
These patterns are the signature of gravitational waves that were originated during the inflation. So the universe expanded really, really fast at that time, and that creates a gravitational wave background, which is like all the universe is oscillating because of this really, really big inflation expansion of the universe. And these gravitational waves led a signature in the CMB, the polarization of the CMB. So we trying to observe a big patch in the sky and search for these patterns that are produced by the gravitational wave. And that will be like a really, really important proof to inflation. And we'll be the only one at this time, because we can prove energies that are like much, much higher than those energies that you can get in any other astrophysical environment or even particle accelerator. So the CMB is like you're studying a moment in the universe where the universe was really, really young, and the energy and the density was really high, much higher than anything that we can see or test right now. So it's like we're studying really, really diffuse emission. And it's weird because we are using that to get to a moment in the universe where all was really, really energetic and dense.
Wow. It's very, very interesting. Thank you very much for the interview.
Okay.
Let us know later if you find how many three modes did you find and
okay.
what happened. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.